live from the Charles Thomas Wells Baseball Complex here in Canton, North Carolina. Pisgah Bear Baseball is on the air. Tonight we have a Mountain Six Conference game between the Brevard Blue Devils, the visiting team, and our Pisgah Black Bears. Give you a little bit of a background. We're going to start this game a little bit early due to the chilly conditions, and the JV game ended early, so I'm going to have to do some quick stats for you. Brevard is 4-3 on the season, and they are 2-2 in the conference. Pisgah, after an opening seasonal loss to Smoky Mountain, has won four straight, so we've been building some momentum in the conference. The game we had against Franklin on Tuesday was a big one for the Bears. We were tied in second place with behind Franklin and Smoky Mountain that were both 3-0. The big win in less than ideal conditions for the Bears on Tuesday night has set us up here to keep rolling in the conference. Going to go ahead and give you the keys to the game. They are sponsored by Hometown Hardware. Hometown Hardware's key to the games is on the air now, and Hometown Hardware has three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. Starting on the mound for the Bears is going to be Jackson Reed, and the starting lineups for the Bears, Jake Scott's going to be leading off, playing shortstop, Mason Herbert second. Center field, Zach Scott batting third, the catcher, Adam Tolley, the third baseman, batting fifth, Miles Trull, the left fielder, batting sixth, Noah Burnett, first baseman, batting seventh, Devin Cabe, right fielder, batting eighth, and then Jesse Mull, the second baseman, going to be batting ninth. Leading off for the Blue Devils, as we get started here, is Luke Ellenberger, the center fielder, the fine quarterback for the Blue Devils, good athlete. Played football for the football team for several years and is leading off for the Blue Devils here as we start this game. First pitch from Reed was a ball low and outside. Second pitch, another fastball low. So count of 2-0 here in the top of the first inning. Reed looking into the sign from Zach Scott. Delivers a curveball. Fouled over first base dugout, out of play. 2-1 count. Little chilly evening here tonight. We have the center field, the American flag in center field blowing straight out to center field. The dimensions of the park are 320 down the lines, 340 in the alley. Center field is 350, but there's about a 10-foot or 12-foot fence in center field, so you really got to get it up in the air to get it out in center field. Next pitch from Jackson Reed was a strike. And next one is swung on and missed by Ellenberger. So that's the first strikeout for Jackson Reed. And that's the first out of the inning. Stepping up to the plate now for the Blue Devils, Jay Smith, the shortstop. Right-handed batter facing the right-handed pitching Jackson Reed. And he delivers that first pitch, knocks it right back straight over Jackson Reed's head into center field for a one-out single. So the Blue Devils have something started here in this first inning. I am Jack Webb. I'll be doing the play-by-play tonight. Chad Paris is on his way since the early start. He'll be joining me in a few minutes. And back at the studio tonight, we have Steve Kelly. Third batter up for the Blue Devils is Kane DeShotters. He is the third baseman. First pitch from Reed was an off-speed pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. DeShotters is a big kid. Notice him in basketball. He's stocky, well-built, and looks like if he connects with the ball, it could go a long way. Second pitch by Reed, grounded to Tolley. Tolley gets the force at second base, but the throw to Jesse Mull was high, so Jesse did not have an opportunity to complete the double play. It was a tailor-made double play ball, but Tolley made sure to get the throw to Mull at second. Mull did a good job of going up high for the ball and then coming down and tagging the base before Ellenberger, or before Smith reached there. So Smith was out 5-3 for the second out of the inning. And the Shotters reached first base on a fielder's choice. Next batter up is Dylan Troyer, the first baseman. He's a left-handed batter. First two pitches are balls to Troyer. The Shotters faked a steal attempt, but scampered back to first base on that pitch. Next pitch by Reed is ready to go. And he steps off the mound, or steps off the rubber and throws over to first base to keep the Shotters close. Jackson Reed looking in for the sign from Zach Scott. Next pitch, curveball, low and inside at his ankles. So we have a 3-0 count to Troyer. Two outs here in the inning for the Bears. The Shotters on first. Noah Burnett's holding him close. Reed ready for his next pitch to Troyer. And it's outside. Nope. And the umpire didn't make a sign. The Troyer stood there. So it was a ball outside. So we have runners at first and second with two outs here in the top of the first inning. And stepping up to the plate for the Bears is Baxter Swisegood. He is the left fielder. Right-handed batter. So you got DeShotters on second, Troyer on first. First pitch to Reed's outside ball. 1-0. DeShotters on second, Troyer's on first. There are two outs here in the top of the first. Reed's ready with his next pitch. And that's going to be grounded to Jake Scott at shortstop, a slow roller, and he doesn't field it. So E6 on Jake.
That brings up six batter, number five, Nick Bumgarner.
And the bases are loaded with Blue Devils here in the top of the first. So Swisegood reaches on an E6. And stepping up the plate's Nick Bumgarner, the catcher. First pitch is an off-speed pitch, high and inside. Called for a ball. Reed needs to work out of this. Don't give up a run here. Next pitch is low and inside. Reed's struggling with his control a little bit. He's going from the windup instead of the stretch. Two outs here. Top of the first, bases loaded for the Blue Devils. Next pitch, fastball, knee high on the outside corner. 2-1 count. Reed ready for his next pitch. Fastball, grounded up the middle. And Jake Scott fields it up the middle, bobbles the ball, but he tags second base to get the Bears out of an inning. So as we end the top of the first inning, the bases were loaded, but Bumgarner grounded out to second base for the third out of the inning. Chad has just joined me. So we're going to get Chad online here.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family.
Well, welcome, Chad.
Hey, I got all my clothes on.
Got all your clothes
and
on.
And then some.
And you drove all the way from Newland and via how many stops before you got here?
Well, I saw, not too many red lights, but two car accidents and a lot of fun along the way. So
absolutely. Well, we're glad you're here. Got here just in time to see the Bears get out of a jam in the top of the first inning. Bases full of Blue Devils with two outs, so definitely didn't want to have any runs scored in that inning. Reed got out of a tight spot, so Bears are heading into the bottom of the first. We're all tied 0-0.
Yeah, I tell you, old man Winter just doesn't want to let go of things. It's a little blustery out here tonight.
And I think that's why the JV game ended early, and I think because of the chilly conditions, they wanted to go ahead and get this game started. Michael and I were getting ready to leave when they called saying, you're probably about 15 minutes from the start of the game. So,
wow.
We got here.
Hey, that's it.
Yep.
Ready to watch the Bears' victory here tonight.
Absolutely. Starting lineup again for the Bears. Jake Scott will be leading off. Mason Herbert will be batting second here. And Zach Scott will be the third batter here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitching for the Blue Devils is Kyle Williams. He's a right-handed thrower. Looks like he has a little bit of zip on his fastball. Again, the Blue Devils are 4-3, 2-2 in the conference. The Bears are 4-1 overall and 3-1 in the conference. Jake Scott ready to step up, and I'll tell you what, I've been really impressed with this freshman over the past few games filling in for Zeke Long. Zeke played about two innings against Franklin at third base Tuesday night, and I think his leg was still bothering him, so they pulled him out. But Jake's had a penchant for getting base hits and getting on base. Hoping for more of the same.
Jake's a really good athlete, so if he hits a little dribbler down the line or something, he can leg a lot of things out and get some infield singles, and he's just a really good, quick athlete.
First pitch from Williams is fastball on the outside corner. Jake hits the next one to the first baseman, Dylan Troyer. He picks it up and runs over to first base, and Jake Scott is the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Up to bat now, Mason Herbert, the center fielder, also one of the best pitchers in Western North Carolina. He was committed to play baseball at UNC Charlotte. Off-speed pitch by Williams is low and outside, 1-0 to Herbert. Mason pitched against Brevard the other night, and you could just tell the rainy conditions, the mound was muddy, and he was just not comfortable pitching that game. Next pitch, curveball, crosses the plate on the outside corner, so 1-1 to Herbert. Williams ready to his next pitch. Low.
Williams looks like he works pretty fast. He's probably trying to stay warm, too, out here.
Well, we're sitting still, and we're cold, so if I could move around, I would.
No kidding.
Next pitch is low and outside. Ball 3. 3-1 to Herbert.
We may do a standing inning later. Jumping jacks or something.
On deck for the Bears is Zach Scott, the power hitter, who has hit a home run in his last two games, including a big grand slam against Franklin in the sixth inning that was the winning runs that he brought in that inning. Next pitch, called strike to Mason, 3-2. Mason steps out of the box. Chad doesn't want Williams to get too comfortable. He's going to take his time as well.
Yeah, he's kind of broke his rhythm up a little bit right there. It's a good, smart move.
Next pitch is a curveball high, so Mason reaches first with a walk.
Senior catcher number 21, Zach Scott.
And Zach Scott steps in. You missed both his home runs. You missed the one in the first inning at Hendersonville, and then you weren't here for Tuesday night's game, and he hit a bomb that the ball ended up in the driveway up there going to the parking lot behind left field.
I saw lots of pictures of the beautiful rainbow everybody put on Facebook. So, looked like we were fortunate everywhere I was that day it was raining, but not here.
It rained here, but it blew through quickly, and then the rainbow formed out in the left field. First pitch, Scott, curveball outside. Next pitch, Zach grounds it just foul of third.
He felt that one vibrating through his hands. It's cold weather.
A little bit on the small part of the bat. He turned on it, but didn't get the barrel of the bat on it. But it was foul. So 1-1 count. Mason Herbert at first base for the Bears. Williams throws over to keep Mason honest.
You know, you might as well just get that home run out of the way here in the first inning.
The sooner the better for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
The less drama we have tonight, the better.
I saw where go ahead.
1-1 pitch on the way, curveball, and Zach reaches out and pops it to the second baseman.
Saw where this Brevard team beat Hendersonville 14-1. So just by comparing scores, we beat them 12-0. So pretty similar scoring outcome there. So I thought it might be a pretty good contest.
Yeah, they lost to, I believe, Smoky Franklin and by 20-0. Franklin beat them 20-0.
Wow.
And then they lost to Tuscola by maybe 10-1, 11-1. So Zach popped to the second baseman, and Mason Griffith, the DH, is in the bat. First pitch was a ball, and Mason Herbert took off and easily stole second base.
He got in there standing up, so he got a really good jump on the pitcher that time.
Mason Griffith, the DH, he's batting for the pitcher's position, Jackson Reed. Second pitch is high and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Herbert on second base. No score here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 pitch on the way. Swung on miss by Griffith. 2-1.
Blew that one right by him with a fastball.
I think he was actually looking for an off-speed pitch. He's throwing a lot of off-speed pitches and he didn't catch up to that fastball.
With two outs, Mason should be running on contact, so any kind of single should score a run.
Next pitch, low and outsides, off-speed pitch, curveball. 3-1 count to Griffith. Williams ready with the next pitch. Here it is. Foul tipped into the catcher's mitt, 3-2. That was a good fastball.
Mason had a good cut on that, just slightly behind it.
Mason taking a good lead off of second base. Mason Herbert. Ball hit into the right center field gap, but the right fielder is going to camp under it. And that's the third out of the inning as we head to the top of the second. No score. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped pulled or sliced. Beef brisket. Baby back ribs. A belly-busting dog. Glazed chicken tenders. Or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports on 101.7 FM and 920 AM WPTL Canton. Today's broadcast is being brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and Haywood EMC.
Welcome back to this game between Brevard and Pisgah. We've already had one batter here in the top of the first. That was Trip Harris. First pitch to him was hit to Miles Troll for an easy fly out to left field. So Trip Harris was the first batter of the inning to play second base. Kyle Williams, the pitcher's up now. Just grounded one to Jake Scott. Slow roller that just got past Jackson Reed's glove. Jake Scott fields it. Throws it over to first base, but throws wide of first base, and Williams reaches first on an infield hit.
The ball was a slow dribbler, just got by Jackson, which made it a very tough play for Zach. He was charging hard, had to make a full speed throw, and just a little off there.
Yeah, he pulled no off, but Williams didn't have any opportunity to move up. And we have a pinch runner for Williams. Both coaches can pinch run for their pitcher and their catcher. So we have Braylon Owens that's come in to run at first base. Next batter up's Talon Clark. He's the DH. Tyler Wilson is batting for Tyler Wilson, who's playing in right field. So this is the ninth hitter in the Blue Devil lineup up to bat. One ball, one out, and Owens, as soon as Reed took off, he took off and easily stole second base.
Blue Devils are being aggressive with their base running here early.
Reed ready with a 2-0 pitch to Clark. 3-0, low in the dirt. Good stop by Zach Scott.
As Zach got down on that one, let it hit his chest protector. He was ready for it.
Jackson needs to keep an eye on Owens again. Fastball right down the middle. Look like he was taking that one all the way. So 3-1, one out here with a runner on second base for the Blue Devils.
He may take one more time. We'll see what happens.
Nope. Lace that one into right field, right at Devin Cabe. Good job by Cabe getting the ball back in quickly. The runner did not tag at second base.
Number 13.
So Clark flies out to right field for the second out. And we're back to the top of the order for Luke Ellenberger, the center fielder. Struck out his first time at bat. Reed ready for the first pitch to Ellenberger. Slow curveball.
Beautiful pitch.
Froze him. Called strike, so 0-1 to Ellenberger.
If you haven't seen Reed pitch before, he has an odd herky-jerky kind of motion, and he's hard to pick up. It's hard to pick up the ball out of his hands.
Well, Ellenberger picked that one up.
Yeah,
curveball right across the plate. And he grounded it right by Jackson Reed up the middle for a single and an RBI, so that scores.
Shortstop number 3, Jay Smith.
Owens from second base, and Ellenberger reaches first on a single to center field.
I guess you might say that qualifies as the announcer jinx right there.
Yeah,
sorry about that, guys.
Don't say anything about no hitters or anything like that until it's all over and done with. It's like somebody shooting a free throw. Next batter up, Jay Smith, the shortstop, and he lines that one down the left field line past Adam Tolley. Miles Stroh picks it up. Gets the ball in quickly. So Smith double down into the left field corner. Ellenberger goes all the way to third, but the good throw by Troll keeps him there. Devils have already scored run number one here in the bottom of the top of the second. And they're threatening again with two more runners on base. And Coach Shepard's going out to have a conversation with Jackson.
Yeah, even the outs that we got were pretty hard hit balls. We just were, positioned well for them. So we just need to settle down a little bit right here.
Well, you don't want to get behind too much here in these conditions because you just never know what's going to happen. DeShotter's the third baseman stepping in to the box. Runners on second and third for the Blue Devils. One run in here in the top of the second. Reed ready for his first pitch. Curveball grounded right back to Reed, and he's going to get out of the inning. That was a cue shot right to Reed, and Reed does a good job getting out of more trouble. So at the end of the top of the first inning, Blue Devils lead 1-0 with the Bears coming up to bat.
Riverview Farm and Gardens proudly supports the Pisgah Bears. Ronnie, Chris, and his staff will help you with all springtime lawn and garden needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Also, Riverview Farm and Gardens is sponsoring the strikeout inning, and that'll be coming up in the third. If the Bears can strike out three straight batters, then they'll donate Riverview Farm and Gardens will donate $300. So
if Jackson Reed strikes out the first three batters at the top of the third inning in order, Riverview Farm and Gardens will donate $300 to Pisgah Bear Baseball. We appreciate Riverview Farm and Gardens stepping up with a new promotion that could also help Pisgah Bear Baseball.
Yeah, good job, guys. Everybody go out to Riverview and support those guys. They're great.
Well, let's wait till it warms up, and then you can go get all your springtime supplies there.
Yes, sir. I need some grass seed. I know that.
If not there, then Hometown Hardware.
Exactly.
Or if not there, then Ace Hardware. Adam Tolley will be the first batter up for the Bears. He's the third baseman, right-handed batter. I tell you, that's a good job, Jackson, getting out of that inning. Had a couple of hard-hit balls, a stolen base. A little bit of a throwing error there by Jake. I gave him an infield hit, but I think Jake, if you ask him, he said I should have thrown that batter out at first base.
Right. A really tough play.
Yeah.
And this is one of those games, I think, as a pitcher, if you can just get in the groove and get warm,
get loosened up,
you get loose, then you'll get stronger as the game goes on. So we're really looking for that for Jackson tonight.
Wind's blowing a little bit out to center field. There's light breeze blowing. The flag's fluttering, but not straight out like it has been in some of the other games we've had this year. First pitch from Williams to Tolley. Fastball on the outside corner. Called strike. Williams is already ready for his 0-1 pitch. He works quickly, as Chad said earlier. Curveball. Good curveball. Froze Tolley. Called strike, 0-2.
Williams is throwing a lot of strikes. He's working the outside corners of the plate, and just he's being really effective so far.
Next pitch, one hopper to the second baseman. Fielded and thrown over to first, so Tolley is retired on the ground out to second base.
And that brings up senior left fielder number 13, Miles Troll.
That was the first out of the inning. Miles Trull stepping into the plate. He's a left fielder for the Bears, and Miles had a key hit against Franklin on Tuesday night. And I'm telling you, Miles has got a strong arm. I've been impressed with his throws from left field into the infield and toward home. First pitch, Miles tries to bunt that ball toward first base, but he pops it foul over into the Bears dugout, 0-1.
I know how you feel about this, but any time that we beat Franklin in underwater basket weaving or anything else, I highly endorse that. So,
yeah, I tell you, we had that conversation during basketball. We thought we were done with Franklin, and
exactly.
We had to play him again, and then we thought we were done with Franklin, and we had to play him again. So,
they keep coming back.
Well, it's just one of those things. You play him, and hopefully you beat him. Oh, good job by Miles. He hits a ball right at the pitcher. Pitcher reaches up, tips it off his glove, and it lands in the no man's land spot between the pitching mound and second base. Miles beats out that infield single, so he's on first base.
If Williams, the pitcher, had been maybe 2 inches taller, he would have made a great play right there. He jumped up and kind of snow-coned the ball, and it just came out of his glove, and nobody else had an opportunity to field it then.
And Miles was on the run as soon as he hit it, and he's at first base now. Big first baseman for the Bears, Noah Burnett, steps into the box. First pitch is a ball. Correctly, a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to Burnett. Miles Trull takes off on a slow curveball and easily stole second base. And Noah Burnett swung on it, so I don't know if it was a hit and run or just a straight steal, but Miles is at second base. One out, but the count to Burnett's 0-2. And Noah lashes that one up the middle. Bounces off the glove of the second baseman to the shortstop. And they throw him out. I mean, bad luck. Noah hit that hard. The second baseman dove, missed the ball, but he knocked it straight to the shortstop, who picks it up and throws Burnett out at first.
It's really a great play by second baseman, because in all rights, that should have been a base hit. But he stretched out, you know, full stretch and got a piece of it.
So that play, if you're scoring at home, was 4-6-3 for one out, and Miles Trull moves up to third base on the fielder's choice. So we have two outs here in the inning. Blue Devils lead 1-0. First pitch to right fielder Devin Cabe was fouled to the backstop. So there's an 0-1 count on Cabe. Williams ready for his next pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, 0-2. Devin Cabe had a good game against Franklin on Tuesday. I know he had at least two hits in that game. Just protect the plate here. Ooh. Oh, boy, that was a curveball. Cave buckled his knees, and luckily
just inside.
It was inside. But boy, it looked like a good pitch from up here.
Wow.
1-2, pitch on the way. Another curveball outside. 2-2 count.
Williams has got a tight little curveball, and it got a lot of break on it.
2-2 count to Cabe, two outs. Miles Trull on third. Oh, and the ball goes all the way to the backstop. Wild pitch or pass ball. Catcher probably should have caught that one. I'm going to call that a pass ball. And Miles Trull scampers in for the first run of the inning.
It almost looked like the catcher was looking for a curveball and he got a high fastball and he wasn't ready for it.
Well, I thought it was going to hit Cabe, but he ducked out of the way, tipped off the catcher's glove, went all the way to the backstop, and Miles Trull took off and scored the first run for the Bears. Next pitch to Cabe. Is that where your car's at?
Yeah, right toward my car.
Fouled over. Yeah. The backstop straight behind home plate, heading for the parking lot. We didn't hear any breaking glass.
So sounded good.
We're all good.
Of course, I was kind of late getting here, and I was like, wow, here's all these open spaces back here. I'll just take a chance on it.
3-2 count to Cabe. Two outs here in the inning, and the Bears have tied it up at 1-1. And Williams gets a new baseball. He didn't like the first one he got, so he got another one. 3-2 pitch on the way. Curveball swung on and missed by Cabe. And that's the end of the second inning. All tied 1-1 in this Mountain Six Conference game. You are listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Heyward Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
This is Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Today's broadcast is being brought to you in part by Taylor Motors, Robin G. Black, CPA, Heyward Regional Medical Center, and by Canton Insurance Services.
Ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. As we said earlier, it's the Riverview Farm and Garden strikeout inning, the Bears' third inning with three strikeouts for $300. Riverview Farm and Garden will award the Pisgah baseball team $300 if Jackson pitches a three-strikeout inning.
First pitch to Dylan Troyer, the first baseman, is hit straight to second base, so
too bad. We'll try again at the next home game for the Riverview Farm and Garden strikeout inning.
We sure do appreciate Riverview Farm and Garden doing this sponsorship. Hopefully this year we're going to get three strikeouts so we can get $300 going to the Pisgah Bear baseball team. So first pitch to Troyer was hit to Jesse Mull. And now up to the plate's Baxter Swicegood, the left fielder. 1-1 count on Swicegood. Next pitch swung on and foul tipped at the plate. So Swicegood is in the hole 1-2. Reed started out this inning looking a little more confident in what he's doing. Ooh, oh boy. Curveball by Reed. Boy, that looked good. It must have just broke inside of the plate, but he.
Wow.
Swicegood buckled his knees on that one, too. 2-2. Slow roller to Adam Tolley at third. Throws out. Swicegood. For the second out of the inning.
Batter number six, number five, Nick Baumgartner.
All tied 1-1 here in the top of the third, and stepping into the plate is the catcher for the Blue Devils, Nick Baumgartner. After the first two innings, Jackson had thrown several pitches, but only throw about, on the first two batters in this inning, he's only thrown about four or five pitches. First pitch to Baumgartner, curveball outside, ball one. Next pitch, curveball, right across the heart of the plate, but it was a good breaker going straight down. Called a strike, 1-1. Another curveball just outside. Zach Scott held that there for a second. See if the umpire would say, stee right, but he didn't. He called it a ball, 2-1. Reed ready for his next pitch. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Called a strike, 2-2. Count to Baumgartner, two outs here in the top of the third. Curveball grounded to Jesse Mull. Correction to Noah Burnett. Cut in front of Jesse Mull. Turned around and Jackson Reed covered first base like he's supposed to. So that's the third out of the inning with the throw going from Baumgartner to Reed at first base.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services is one of our sponsors. They support our community for affordable personal service. Call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family.
So a three down inning for the Bears in the top of the third inning. And after the first couple innings, no danger in that inning for the Blue Devils. They didn't really even hit a ball hard. All of them were pretty easy ground outs. Good play by Burnett going over to pick that ball up. Jesse was all the way at the right field grass. I don't know if he would have made that play, but Burnett cut in front of him, and Jackson Reed did his job getting to first base.
And it's a good hustle by Jackson, and it was the kind of inning he needed, like you said, just, you know, maybe 8, 9, 10 pitches tops, and he needs a couple of those just to kind of get his pitch count back in order, so to speak.
Well, the Blue Devils had bases loaded in the first, didn't score, and they ended the second inning with runners at second and third, and they didn't score. So let's hope that comes back to bite them here later in the game. I know as a Blue Devil fan and a Blue Devil coach, you wish you had taken advantage of those situations.
Especially on the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to get any chance you get against a good pitcher, you want to hopefully take advantage of it.
Well, leading off the bottom of the third for the Bears is second baseman Jesse Mull. Jesse's been able to do it all this year. Run, hit, field, sacrifice bunt, move runners over. good little athlete. I like watching Jesse play. He hustles. Enjoyed watching him play basketball during middle school, but I think he switched right now to all baseball.
Yeah, I think he's left at the baseball and bass fishing. So
that's not a bad thing to do.
If you see some of the fish he catches on Facebook, goodness gracious. I'm impressed. I'll say that. Good job, Jesse.
So have a meeting of the infielders at the mound with Williams. All the Brevard infielders came in to give Williams a pat on the back. Don't know what else they're talking about unless whether they're going to go to McDonald's or Taco Bell after the game.
That's right.
Mull ready to step in. Williams ready for his first pitch. On deck for the Bears, Jake Scott, the shortstop. Jesse turned around to bunt, pulled the bat back, but it was a curveball called a strike. So 0-1 count to Mull.
I think they were talking about that because first and third baseman charged for the bunt.
Jesse pops the next pitch to the catcher right in front of home plate, and he made a snow cone catch on that. So pop up to the catcher for Jesse.
Freshman shortstop number 20, Jake Scott.
And Jake Scott stepping into the plate. A fine freshman left-handed shortstop, or bats left-handed, throws right. Zeke Long missing from the lineup again. He played about a couple of innings against Franklin on Tuesday, but I think he felt that his hamstring just wasn't up to the task of playing in the cold weather. So Jake's done a good job of filling in for him at short. And at the end of the Franklin game, he was the starting pitcher for the JV game until it was rained out. Two balls to Jake Scott. First two pitches were outside. Jake with a 2-0 count, one out here in the bottom of the third. Next pitch high and outside again. 3-0.
If Jake can get on, I think we've seen with this catcher that we can run on him, so we can start moving the bases, start moving forward a little bit. There we go.
And there's a line drive toward the left field foul line. Jake's on his horse. Is he going to go for second? He is. And he's going to make it. Good job by the left fielder. Left-handed left fielder. So he went toward the line, fielded the ball, had to turn around and throw the ball to second base, and Jake barely slid in. I mean, it was a close play, but Jake with a one-out double here for the Bears in the bottom of the third inning.
Really, really good throw. Jake should have almost made that standing up, and, man, if he hadn't dove in head first, he would have been out.
It's a good thing he was looking at the play, because he would have been out if he hadn't slid. Runner on second, one out here, bottom of the third. Mason Herbert steps up to the plate. Mason had a walk the first inning and stole a base. Jake Scott, his first at bat, had a grounder to first base, so he is 1-2 for the game so far. First pitch to Mason was fouled at the plate. 0-1 count. One out here. Top of the third inning.
Yeah, Mason tried to lay down a bunt there, bunted it foul on that first pitch.
Next pitch by Mason's a curveball, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. So 0-2 count to Mason. So that takes away the bunt to move Jake over to third. And I really think you want Mason hitting anyway.
Yeah, let him swing.
Mason's one of those guys that can got power to all fields. 0-2 pitch coming, fouled to the screen right behind home plate. Count remains 0-2, one out. All tied up 1-1 here in the bottom of the third inning.
He's got him timed. Mason has him timed up there. When you foul one straight back like that, you're right on the ball.
Jake Scott taking a big lead off second base. Curveball floated into center field, and it's going to drop between the second baseman and the center fielder. So Mason reaches on a single to center. Jake Scott moves over to third. And now power hitting catcher Zach Scott stepping up to plate. He's had a home run in the last two games, including the big grand slam against Franklin in the sixth inning that resulted in the game-winning runs.
With one out right there, Jake had to hold at second to see if he was going to catch the ball or not. If there had been two outs, he would have scored easily. But yeah, it's just one of those baseball things.
Yeah. Couldn't tell if the center fielder was going to come in and get that ball or not. Williams looks over at Mason Herbert, taking a big lead off of first, throws over to keep him close. Zach Scott at the plate. Jake Scott at third. Mason Herbert at first. Pitch on the way to Zach. Oh. And it's bam. It's hammered. Is it out of here? It's going to be at the warning track. Oh, just at the base of the wall. But that's going to be an RBI sacrifice fly for Zach Scott. Bears lead 2-1.
He hit that one about 349 feet. He camped out under the 350 sign and reached up and caught it.
Yeah, so he caught it about midway up the 10-foot fence there, the 12-foot fence. And,
wow.
5 more feet, and it was a home run. 2 outs in the inning, but we did score a run on that play. Mason Herbert remains at first base. Mason Griffith steps into the box. Flied out to the right fielder, his first at bat. First pitch to Mason. Called a ball. Curveball outside, 1-0. Next pitch, curveball inside, 2-0. So Zach Scott hit a sacrifice fly to center field, so that's not an official at bat for him. And an RBI for Zach. Next pitch to Griffith. Mason Herbert takes off. And he slides into second base. Throw by Bumgarner was to the left field side of second. Second baseman had to reach behind him toward the shortstop side. And by the time he turned around to tag Mason, he was already at the base. That pitch was called a strike. So 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Next pitch, fastball on the outside corner. That was a good pitch.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of pop on that one.
You guys might have heard that pop through the radio. Nice pitch.
Next pitch to Griffith. Low and outside. Ball 3.
We can be aggressive here with 2 outs and start the runner and try to score on any kind of single that we can get.
Herbert taking a big lead off of second base. Shortstop's stepping in behind him. He's taking off for third, and the ball's laced into center field, but right at the center fielder. Boy, that was a shot, but easily fielded by the center fielder, Luke Ellenberger, their fine quarterback for the football team as well. So that's the end of the third inning. The Bears do score one run. And as we end the third, we're ahead 2-1. You're listening to WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports on 101.7 FM and 920 AM WPTL Canton. Today's broadcast is being brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and Haywood EMC.
Welcome back to the Wells Baseball Complex. We're headed into the top of the fourth inning. Up to the plate for the Blue Devils is Tripp Harris, the second baseman. First pitch from Jackson Reed, curveball outside. Next pitch, Fastball low and inside, 2-0. Harris is a left-handed hitter. He flied out to left field his first at-bat. Next pitch by Reed. Fastball on the outside corner. 2-1 count. Bears lead 2-1 here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch. Fouled down the left field line. Just out of play. Don't think Miles had a play on it, even if it stayed fair. It was a low line drive foul out of play. 2-2 count to Harris. And next pitch is hit into center field for a base hit. Mason Herbert goes over toward the left center field gap, fields the ball, tosses the ball in easily to Jake Scott. So Harris leads off the first inning with a single to center field.
A good start there for the Blue Devils. That's what you want to do, get that first batter on, then try to make something happen. So,
well, he did a good job fighting off a fastball and kind of guiding it into the left center field gap. Mason easily fielded it, and nobody's going to run on Mason's arm. So, no problem keeping Harris at first base. Up to the plate for the Blue Devils is Kyle Williams.
Williams, the pitcher. He looks kind of like a linebacker. He's the kind of candidate we can get a good maybe double play on.
Oh, good play by Devin Cabe. First pitch was hit right at the third base bag. Devin Cabe dove and caught it. And that was a good thing that he caught it, because it would have been in the left field corner, and that would have moved Harris all the way to third and Williams to second. That's Williams' second straight hit, so he led off. He was in the, had a single in the second inning, and now he has a single again in the fourth. And they are running Owens again for him as a pinch runner. So Williams is 2-for-2. Harris moves up on the single, and Owens comes in for Williams. And the next ball is batted, is grounded to Adam Tolley in the hole. He tries to get it, tips off of his glove. It ricochets over to Jake Scott, and he picks it up. So the bases are loaded here in the fourth inning. That was an infield hit for Talon Clark, the DH. Now we're back to the top of the order for the Blue Devils, Luke Ellenberger. So bases full of Blue Devils. No outs here in the fourth inning.
One of those plays that Adam was on, just stretching to get to the ball.
Next pitch by Jay Smith was grounded to Adam Tolley. He turned around, tagged third base, and tried to get the double play over at first, but the throw was late. The runner, Harris, scored from third on that fielder's choice. Williams is out at third base, 5 unassisted. And then Clark is at first, and then second, and Luke Ellenberger's at first. Stepping into the box for the Blue Devils with Jay Smith, the shortstop, and first pitch swinging, pops it to Jesse Mull at second base. So we have a quick two outs, but the Blue Devils still have a runner on first and second, and the Shotter is the third baseman stepping into the plate. Lots of quick action here, folks. Not giving us much time to call the action. There's a lot of first pitch swinging. DeShotters hits the ball to deep short. He's going to make a throw over to first base to Noah Burnett. Oh, and he's up. Referee said he. Oh, the throw pulled him off. Noah did a great job of stretching. Jake threw wide of first base again. Noah Burnett did his best to catch the ball and keep his foot on base, but the umpire in the middle of the field said he pulled him off. So the bases are loaded. I guess I'll have to give infield hit on that one.
Well, Shotters. Jake was almost out in left field where he threw that ball from, and it was a really good, strong
he's
throw.
He's got a great arm.
And Coach Shepard's going to come out and talk about it. I don't know if that's – I don't believe he's going to get anywhere with that, but
Well, it doesn't hurt to ask. That's
sure. They typically, if the ball is on line to the first baseman, they're not going to call that if he steps off by some like an inch. Because, I mean, that was a bang-bang play, and he had him. The ball was there first.
I just don't know how you can – if it was even close, you should call it an out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shepard is at the first baseline talking to both umpires. Zach Scott's gone out to talk to Jackson Reed. And Coach Shepard said his piece, but they're not going to change the call.
Yeah, that's a tough break right there. We need to just file that and move on and get this last out.
So Owens is at third, running for Williams. Clark's at second. And Ellenberger's at first. Or correction, DeShotters is at first, so Ellenberger is. Let's see. Clark's at third, Ellenberger's at second, DeShotters is at first. Sorry, folks. First pitch was low and inside. Next pitch, curveball on the outside corner to Dylan Troyer, the first baseman, led off the first with a walk and then grounded to second base in the third. Next pitch, curveball high and outside, 2-1. Reed ready with the 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike two, 2-2 count. Two outs here in the top of the fourth, and we're all tied 2-2. Reed ready with the next pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Boy, big pitch by Reed again with the strikeout. And as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, we're all tied 2-2.
Ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. That's clutch pitch there by Jackson.
I tell you
really
what,
needed that.
Keep getting into trouble, and he keeps getting out of it with a little limited damage.
He's showing his experience. You know, you get in those situations. He's been there before. So, a really good job there. You know, limiting that to one run. I think we've said that three out of the four innings. You know,
well,
so.
I'm looking at my score sheet, and of course, these are unofficial stats. The Blue Devils have left 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 runners on base in the first four innings.
Yeah.
And that's huge for the Bears to stay in this game, because one hit in any one of those innings would have scored at least one, maybe two or three.
We need to take advantage of that here going in the bottom of the fourth, and let's put some runs up.
Well, Adam Tolley, the third baseman, will be the one to do it. He's the first batter up for the Bears. It'll be Tolley, Miles Trell, and Noah Burnett, the first three hitters here in the inning. Tolley led off the second inning in the same position, led off the second inning, grounded to second base, so he's 0-for-1. Miles Trell had an infield single, and then Noah Burnett had a base hit taken away from him in that second inning on a tip by the second baseman over to the shortstop, who threw it over to get Burnett at first base. Blue Devils having another conversation at the mound. That must be their modus operandi. Is that the right word?
I think that sounds
mode of operation. They have a meeting to just make sure they're all on the same page.
I think that might be Latin. Is that what that is?
Possibly. Yeah, probably so. First pitch to Williams.
There we go.
Laced into the left center field gap. Tolley is going to be rounding second. Throw coming in, and he's going to be out at second base.
Mm.
Good job by
Ellenberger.
Ellenberger, boy, he's got a cannon. That's their quarterback. That's the one that can throw the football 50 yards. Tolley hit it. He hit it into the gap, but it didn't get all the way to the wall. And once Ellenberger got it, Tolley had just started around in first, and you knew he was going to be out. So, single for Tolley. And then he's out 8-4, sliding into second base. Stepping in, Miles Trell, first pitch, fouled away. 0-1 count, one out, all tied 2-1. 2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch, high fastball. Milas kind of tomahawk chopped that one right at the bill of his cap. That would have been hard to pitch to hit for somebody that was 6'4", much less Milas, who's about 5'8". Next pitch, fouled back to the screen. Count remains 0-2, one out here in the fourth inning.
That was a really nice outside curveball, and Milas did a good job protecting the plate right there. Just got his bat on it and knocked it foul.
Next pitch grounded to the shortstop. Easy throw over to get Trull for the second out of the inning.
And that brings up junior first baseman, number 15, Noah Burnett.
And Noah Burnett stepping in to the plate for the Bears. 0-1 on that hard hit ball up the middle that was tipped by the second baseman over to the shortstop, and then the Burnett was thrown out at first. First pitch to Burnett. Curveball on the outside corner, called a strike, 0-1.
I don't think they're going to give Noah a whole lot of fastballs to look at in his at bat, especially with two outs.
Well, he's been in a little bit of a hitting slump. He normally hits in the fifth position for the Bears, but he's seemed to have been getting under everything so far. So it's good to see him make solid contact, middle of the bat contact on his first at bat. He just had bad luck and should have had a hit, but turned into an infield out. And there's a shot.
Wow.
To right center field. Ellenberger misses it, hits the wall. And Noah Burnett's going to stand up with a double. That was a shot into the right center field gap. Ellenberger goes over, bounces off the fence, and as he bounced off the fence, the ball fell out of his glove, and Ellenberger is hurting.
He's holding his left ankle. So he jumped up to catch the ball, went off of his glove, and I think when he landed, possibly he could have landed with his ankle against the wall, kind of in a funny way, maybe turned his ankle.
Well, he made a good play getting at the ball, but just couldn't corral it, and now they're looking, Brevard coach has gone all the way out to look at one of his, you know, best players, center fielder.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Robin G. Black, CPA, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Ace Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Riverview Farm and Gardens, Taylor Ford, Hometown Hardware, and Fat Buddies.
Pisgah trainer Emmy's going out to take a look at Ellenberger as well. It's going to give them an assist. Looks like he's up and walking a little bit. Now he's sitting back down again. So Amy's going to take a look at him.
You can now listen in to WPTL Pisgah Spring Sports and more by tuning in to WPTL FM 101.7, AM 920, WPTLradio.net, or the smartphone apps. Now you can hear WPTL Real Country throughout Haywood County.
And we've heard some great comments from the folks in Haywood County and surrounding counties that they're really surprised that you can hear Pisgah Sports without logging on the internet just by picking up the FM channel. Covers all of Haywood County, bleeds over into Jackson County and Buncombe County. And we know we have Pisgah fans everywhere, so I know they're enjoying the
absolutely
new FM station.
If you're on vacation or you're on a road trip, you can get the TuneIn Radio app. I don't know if most folks know about that, but that TuneIn Radio app, you can link to WPTL and listen pretty much anywhere you have internet service. So, or anywhere you have phone service, so to speak.
You can also go to the Apple Store and pick up the WPTL app, radio app, the
yes,
streaming app. And once you click on that app, get it loaded to your iPhone or Apple device. Click on that, and the streaming automatically begins.
Well, I can tell you, I was up in Newland, North Carolina, and if you don't know where that is, it's up in the boonies, and I could hear it loud and clear. So it's really great.
Ellenberger's back up in center field. Injured his ankle, but everybody thinks he's okay. So you got Burnett at second base with the double, and Devin Cabe stepping up to the plate Two outs here in the inning. Noah Burnett at second base. First pitch to Cabes, high. Ball one. Next pitch on the way. High and tight. Ball two.
Yeah, there's a pretty good little delay there with the injury, and Williams didn't take any warm-up tosses. He might have cooled off a little.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Cabe's next pitch grounded to the second baseman, and that's going to end the bottom of the fourth inning, all tied 2-2. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
For personal professional services that will exceed your expectations, call on Robin G. Black, CPA. In addition to payroll, tax prep, and bookkeeping services, Robin G. Black specializes in nonprofit audits and reviews and general contractor reviews for license renewal. Conveniently located at 165 Park Street, next to the Canton Post Office. Call 492-0599 for Robin G. Black.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right. Like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Let's get back to the game. You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you in part today by Hometown Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Riverview Farm and Garden, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
We're headed into the top of the fifth inning here at the Wells Ball Park. This game between Brevard Blue Devils and the Pisgah Bears. We're all tied 2-2 as we enter the top of the fifth. And leading off for the Blue Devils, it's going to be Baxter Swicegood, their left fielder. He is reached on an error in the first inning, and he grounded out the third in the third inning, so he's 0-2. First pitch from Jackson Reed is a called strike, 0-1. Reed ready with his next pitch. Curveball. Foul to the coach, Brevard coach, in the third base coach's box. And he missed it, let it go between his legs.
So right, right through the wickets. That's an right, E9, right?
E9 and a half, I think.
9.5.
There we go. 0-2 count. The slice good. Next pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Zach Scott. 1-2 count.
I think they're giving a hard time about it over there, too. Looks like it.
They should be. That was an easy play for a third base coach. Next pitch, curveball, lifted into center field. Mason Herbert takes about 5 steps back, corrals the ball. First out of the inning. It's a fly out to Mason Herbert by Swicegood. So he's 0-3. Next up, Nick Bumgarner, the catcher, had a single in the first inning, and then he grounded out to the first baseman in the third inning. Gets a line drive into left field that Miles Trull dives for, and he doesn't catch it and goes all the way to the fence, but Mason Herbert runs all the way from center field,
wow,
to the left 340-foot mark to pick up that ball and hold Bumgarner to second. I thought that might have been a triple for sure. So Miles made a great play trying to catch the ball, but missed it, rolled all the way to the fence, but Herbert keeps Bumgarner at second. And then we've got a pinch runner in for Bumgarner, who is the catcher. And I'll give you that name in just a second. Up for the Blue Devils is Tripp Harris. Tripp Harris is the batter. First pitch was a ball that bounced in the dirt. went toward the third base dugout. Zach Scott pounced on it, tried to throw over to third, keep Bumgarner or the pinch runner from reaching third. Threw wide a third, but Jake Scott did a great job backing up that throw, so the runner remained at third, didn't get a chance to advance to home. 1-0 count to Harris. Reed ready with a pitch, low and outside, ball two.
Yeah, Jake saved a run right there for sure with his hustle.
One out in the inning. Pinch runner for Bumgarner on third base on the wild pitch. And that ball's grounded just foul outside of the third base bag by the left-handed hitting Harris.
In this situation, the infield appears to be playing in a little bit, like they might try to get the runner on a ground ball.
It'd have to be a really hard hit ball to get a runner at home. 2-1 count to Harris. Reed ready with the throw. Fastball on the outside corner, 2-2. Bumgarner with a one-out double and a wild pitch move, his pinch runner over to third base. Reed with the next pitch, curveball, called strike three to Harris. Another big pitch by Reed. Now we have two outs here in the top of the fifth. Runner on third, but this looks a lot better than it did a couple of pitches ago.
Williams has been a tough out right here. We're going to have to try to shut him down one time.
And Kyle Williams, the pitcher, is up to bat. He is 2-for-2 so far and scored a run in the second inning. First pitch, curveball, called strike, 0-1. Reed with another curveball, swung on and missed by Williams. Slow off-speed pitch on the outside corner, and he just couldn't wait long enough to get it. So 0-2 count, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Devils do have a runner on third. Next one's a curveball. Swung on and fouled over to the Blue Devil dugout.
Williams just barely got a piece of that one.
Yeah, that was a low curveball, and he swung right on top of it and hit it to the dugout at third base. So the count remains 0-2, two outs, all tied 2-2 here in the top of the fifth. And one hopper back to Jackson Reed. If he makes the throw, we get out of the inning, and he does. Good job again by Reed getting out of a little bit of a jam. And as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, we're all tied 2-2.
Riverview Farm and Gardens proudly supports the Pisgah Bears. Ronnie, Chris, and his staff will help you with all springtime lawn and garden needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow.
Again, a good job by Jackson Reed.
Wow.
Had a one-out double by Nick Bumgarner. Had a wild pitch that moved his pinch runner over to third base, but the next batter, Trip Harris, Reed struck out, and then had Williams 0-2, threw another curveball that he hit a soft, easy one-hopper right back to Jackson Reed, who easily threw it over to Noah Burnett for the third out. Good job again. That's another runner left for the Blue Devils.
We're going to start off with our start of the lineup here, so it's a good place for us to take the lead. I believe it's Jake up first.
Nope, Jesse Mulls first.
Oh, Jesse, then Jake.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, Jesse's first. And then it'll be Jake and Mason. So 1-2-3 for the Bears. Jesse Mull, Jake Scott, Mason Hurt.
With this, with Jesse, then Jake, we got two speedy runners. If we can get somebody on, we can make something happen on the base paths.
Yeah, and it's getting a little bit late in the game, so we'd like some late game heroics here from the Bears. Let's get out of here with a win and head into next week. Hopefully for warmer weather.
Amen and amen.
We've had plenty of cold weather so far. I think every game's the baseball team has played has been chilly to downright cold.
Yes.
Jesse Mull stepping up to plate, flied out to the catcher, popped up to the catcher, his first at bat, so he's 0-1.
Junior second baseman, Jesse Mull.
Williams and the Blue Devil infield are finishing their mandatory meeting at the mound.
Yeah.
And Jesse's getting ready to step up to the box. Williams ready for his first pitch. Fisted down third baseline, but foul between Coach Shepherd and the third base bag. 0-1 to Jesse. Fastball inside on the hands.
You got a round on it. You can get the bat around.
Yeah, that one probably stung too. When you get a in cold weather, you get a ball that's on the smaller part of the bat. It stings.
Yeah, it hurts.
0-1 pitch fouled over the press box here behind the first baseline. 0-2 to Jesse.
Uh-oh.
I think that was something she played. Kim,
you got
Kim
me.
Played something on the sound speaker, sounded like a car alarm going off.
That was good.
Williams asked for a new baseball. So Jesse's stepping back in to the batter's box. Curveball, strike three. Jesse was fooled on that pitch, was looking for the fastball, and he threw him a curveball. So Jesse strikes out to lead off the bottom of the fifth. And Jake Scott stepping in, grounded out to first, his first at bat, and then had a double. His second at bat, so he's 1-for-2, and he did score a run in the third inning. And ground ball, two hopper to the shortstop. And the shortstop with a good arm to get Jake on that grounder. One pitch to Jake Scott results in the second out. Mason Herbert stepping up to the plate for the Bears. Center fielder who made a great play, keeping that double from going into a triple in the top of the fifth. Pitch inside. Mason, he moved back just a little bit.
Yep,
on that fastball, but nothing to worry about. 1-0. Mason calls time. Williams is ready to go. Mason said, nope, not yet.
He's like, you bring me the chin high pitch, I'm going to step out. Next pitch.
Yeah, do another one of those, and Williams may see one of those later in the year.
Exactly.
Curveball, low and outside. 2-0 to Mason. And then on deck circles Zach Scott, power hitting catcher for the Bears. Next pitch from Williams on the way. Curveball outside. 3-0. Brevard fans are questioning the umpire, but it looked like it was outside from our vantage point. Next pitch high and inside. Ball four straight pitches to Mason. Reaches first base on a walk.
And that brings up senior catcher number 21, Zach Scott.
It was close to this time of the Franklin game when Zach went yard. So
it was in the sixth inning. So, but we'll take a yard anytime.
Absolutely.
Fifth inning, first inning, sixth inning.
Yep. Pick an inning, we'll take it.
Well, Zach's hit a long fly ball to the base of the center field wall. If it had been 5 feet farther, it would have been out for a home run, his last at bat, but it resulted in a sacrifice fly. So he's 0-for-1. Fastball low and outside for a ball, 1-0 count. Two outs here, bottom of the fifth, all tied 2-2. Herbert on first, Zach Scott at the plate. Williams throws over to first. Keep Mason close. Mason had a stolen base his last time on base. Curveball high and inside. 2-0 to Zach. Mason Griffith in the on-deck circle. Herbert takes his lead off first. Next pitch, grounded up the middle. That's going to be a base hit for Zach. Herbert's going to have to stop at second base in respect of the throwing arm of Luke Ellenberger.
That brings up designated hitter.
Runners on first and second.
Number 10, Mason Griffith.
And Mason Griffith stepping into the plate. Griffith is 0-for-2. Flat out to right field, flat out to center field, but both of them were well-hit balls. And the Brevard pitching coach is coming out to have a conversation for Williams.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Ken Wilson Ford, Hometown Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, Robin G. Black, CPA, Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Riverview Farm and Gardens, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Short conversation by the Brevard pitching coach. Went out there and just gave Williams a little bit of a pep talk. Said, just keep doing what you're doing. Got runners on first and second, but there's two outs. No need to panic. Just throw the pitches you've been throwing, and we'll be all right. But let's hope he's not.
Exactly. We need a clutch hit right here.
Mason Griffith hits another ball into right field, right at the right fielder again. Boy, that's three line drives by Mason. And he's had the Adam ball right at him every time he's hit the ball. So that's the end of the fifth inning. All tied 2-2. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Baseball on WPTO Radio or WPTORadio.net.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped pork or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
This is Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Today's broadcast is being brought to you in part by Taylor Motors, Robin G. Black, CPA, Haywood Regional Medical Center, and by Canton Insurance Services.
Welcome back live here from the Wells Ballpark, Pisgah High School. For this game between the Bears and the Brevard Blue Devils, we're headed into the top of the sixth inning. And the DH, Talon Clark, is up for the Blue Devils. First two pitches from Jackson Reed were balls. So 2-0 count to Clark. Following Clark's going to be the top of the order, Luke Ellenberger and Jay Smith. Next pitch, foul just outside of the third base bag.
It was fouled by about a foot.
We're right where we can look down the third baseline, and it definitely was a foul ball. So 2-1 count to Clark. Reed ready with his next pitch. Curveball. A little bit high and outside. Zach wanted that one. The umpire didn't give it to him. 3-1. Bears have somebody warming up in the bullpen just in case. Oh. Next pitch. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Line drive right back to Jackson Reed, and that was one of those. If I don't catch this, I'm going to get hurt. Yeah. Great play, but, boy, that was a shot.
I'm going to the dentist tomorrow if I miss this ball.
Oh, that was laced, and I mean laced right back up the middle. Ellenberger steps up to plate, the fine center fielder for the Blue Devils. First pitch, curveball, swung on and missed, 0-1. Next pitch by Reed on the way. High fastball, swung on and missed again, 0-2. If Jackson didn't have any adrenaline before that, he does now.
Absolutely.
I can guarantee it.
Oh, man, that thing came at him 100 miles an hour.
Curveball. Ballenberger lifted to Mason Herbert in center field, no problem. Quick two outs here in the top of the sixth inning.
Three, Jay Smith.
And stepping up to plate, shortstop Jay Smith, who is 0 for 2 here in the game. Actually, he had a sinks correction. He had a single in the first, so he's 1 for 2. And then he was forced out at second on a ground ball. Reed with a curveball on the outside corner, called strike one. 0-1 count. All tied 2-2 here in the top of the sixth. Next pitch lifted into left field. And it falls between Miles and Adam Tolley and Jake Scott. It's one of those little flares that you just don't really know how far it's going to go until you see it start falling. So Miles was deep in left field, and the shortstop, Jake Scott and Adam Tolley, neither one of them could reach it, so it fell right between them. So a single for Jay Smith.
And I don't think Miles saw it right off the bat. He kind of hesitated. I think he just didn't pick it up right away. Then he was just a little late because of that, getting to the ball.
DeShotters, the third baseman, steps in. Had a single his last time at bat. Yeah, when you're in the outfield and you don't have the sun, your depth perception's different. And it looked like it went off the bat with some speed, and it just didn't. And Miles took him about a second to figure it out. Jake Scott. Next pitch is grounded to Jake Scott. Fields the ball up the middle and tries to flip it to Jesse Mull. And Jesse Mull thought he was going to take it unassisted. So Jesse wasn't ready for the throw. So it's an error on the play, not getting the runner at second base. Is a fielder's choice. And Troyer steps in for the Blue Devils, and he's hit a long fly ball down the left field line. It drops in front of Miles Trull. He's going to throw all the way to home, and the runners are going to advance a full base. So just like that, the Blue Devils put two runners on base, get a long single. Miles throws all the way from home trying to get the runner from second base. Really didn't have any chance to get him, and there was no cutoff on the play, and the ball went all the way to Zach Scott, and both runners advance. So the Blue Devils have runners on second and third now.
Tough sequence of events for the Bears there.
Yeah, that was it was a double for sure, but hitting the cutoff man would have held everybody at one place. Well, it was probably a single, and then Troyer moved up to second on the throw.
Yeah, the error kind of cost us. He wouldn't even been up to the plate. He would have been up next inning. So it's just one of those just miscommunication play on that error.
Blue Devils have a 3-2 lead, top of the six, two outs, runners on second and third, and first pitch by Reed was a strike, two, Baxter Swike's good. Next pitch is a curveball low and outside in the dirt. Good stop by Zach Scott, keeping it from going all the way to the backstop. Curveball, next one is hammered into left field. Is Miles going to get it? No, it's over his head. Two runs are going to score on the double by Swicegood. Miles is shaded a little bit toward the left center field gap, and he went back toward the wall, and the ball just was over the tip of his glove. And the Blue Devils score two more, so now they lead 5-2 here in the top of the sixth inning.
I believe that's going to be it for Jackson Reed tonight. Coach Shepard's out to the mound, got Mason Griffith following him. So it looks like Mason will.
No, Mason's nope. Mason's nope. In center field. That is. Who is that?
No, it's May. He was DH in there. So I think it's Mason Griffith.
It's Mason number one.
Number 10.
Is that 10?
Yeah. That was a quick conversation, whatever.
Well, he didn't pull Jackson.
No, he did not.
Okay.
I think maybe Jackson talked him out of it.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that it could have been out of the inning, but mm-hmm. some some other plays extended the inning when you probably should have gotten out of the inning with nobody scoring.
I apologize, folks. He followed him out as if he was going to start warming up, and he made a 180 and turned around and went back to the dugout. So
Bumgarner, the catcher, steps up to the plate. First pitch is a fastball. Called a strike. Next pitch is flied to right field. Devin Kemp under it, catches the ball. So the Bears get the third out of the inning, but not before the Blue Devils score three runs to take a 5-2 lead as we head into the bottom of the sixth.
Ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. We have a tough inning for the Bears there. We could have easily gotten out of that with no damage. And, just one error caused a tough sequence of events for the Bears. And now we got a three-run deficit to look at here with two more at-bats.
And Adam Tolley is going to be the first batter for the Bears as we go into the bottom of the sixth. The Bears led off that inning by getting two easy outs. Ground out to the pitcher, or a line drive to the pitcher, and then a fly out to right field or center field by Ellenberger. And then just a chain of events ended up with the Bears, the Blue Devils scoring three runs to take that 5-2 lead. For the Bears, it's going to be Adam Tolley, Miles Trull, and Noah Burnett. Adam Tolley, 1-for-2, had a single in the fourth inning, and then he was out trying to stretch it into a double on a good throw from Luke Ellenberger from the left center field wall. Ellenberger, the fine quarterback for the Blue Devils, strong arm, just a good athlete. So we need to put our rally hats on. Chad, where's yours? I've got a hat. I can turn mine into a rally hat.
I might
hat.
Put my rally hood up
okay.
on my sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's a little chilly here tonight, folks. A little bit of a breeze blowing, not too bad. Flag and center field's fluttering. If it's doing anything, the wind's blowing out to center field, not facing to home plate like it has been so many times this year. Don't know if you saw the picture from the Franklin game the other day on Facebook or the high school huddle sport page, but after the rain came at the start of the ball game, there was a beautiful rainbow that stayed over the left field wall probably for 5 minutes. One of the biggest and most beautiful rainbows I've ever seen. And several people took pictures of it and posted it on Facebook. So if you didn't see that, go take a look. Tolley steps into the plate. First pitch by Williams. Curveball called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Next pitch, a fastball. Tolley had that one timed, but he foul tipped it straight back to the screen, 0-2.
Williams is being pretty aggressive. He's going right after these hitters, knowing he's got a three-run lead.
As he should. That ball's lined down the right field line. It's going to go into the corner. Right fielder picks it up before it gets all the way to the corner. So Tolley stops at first with a leadoff single. Let's get something brewing here in this sixth inning.
That's the start we needed. We need one more runner on so we can bring the tying run to the plate.
And we've got a pinch hitter. Zeke Long batting for Miles Trull. Zeke is a switch hitter, and he's going to be batting left-handed against the right-handed throwing Williams. Tolley leads off first base. Zeke swung on and missed. First pitch fastball, foul tip to the catcher. 0-1 count. Bottom of the sixth. Blue Devils scored a big three runs in the top of the sixth to lead 5-2.
Zeke had a big cut on that first pitch. I think he's ready to put one over the fence.
Good to see Zeke in the lineup. He's had a little bit of a hamstring issue the past couple of games. Didn't play one game and only played about two innings. Gets Franklin on Tuesday. And when he was on the field, he was playing third base instead of his normal shortstop. 1-1 pitch coming to Zeke. Curveball fouled out of play down the left field line. 1-2. Zeke walks away, stretches out a little bit, steps back into the batter's box. Tolley at first base. Williams steps off. Take a look at Tolley's. Tolley walks back to first. No problem. Williams ready with the next pitch. The 1-2 pitch. And next pitch, a fastball on the outside corner. Zeke looked at it.
Number 15, Noah Burnett.
Umpire called it a strike, so that's the first out of the inning. As Williams gets Zeke Long on a KO strikeout.
I think Zeke knew it. He just turned and walked back on that one.
Yeah, there's not much you can do. Sometimes you just know you missed an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Good pitch by Williams. He's doing a nice job tonight.
One out in the inning. Runner on first, Tolley. And Noah Burnett steps up to the plate. Williams gets the ball, throws it over quickly to Tolley. Or to keep Tolley at first, throws it over to Troyer, the first baseman. Noah Burnett ready for the first pitch. Curveball lined between third and shortstop into the left field grass. So the Bears have something brewing here in the bottom of the sixth. Single by Burnett, single by Tolley. Two runners on base at first and second. And Devin Cabe coming up to bat. 0-2, struck out in the second inning and grounded out to second base in the fourth.
Brevard does have a right-hander warming up in their bullpen.
And we're getting a pinch runner for who's coming out there?
Oh, boy, I can't see from here.
That was Tolley that came out.
Right.
Can you see that number? It's either it's probably Ryan Singleton or Sawyer Valentine. That's been the – or maybe Chase Henson.
It looks like Ryan. I believe it is. Yeah, it's Ryan.
It's Ryan Singleton. Yeah, Ryan Singleton is going to pinch run for Adam Tolley. And we have Devin Cabe at the plate. First pitch from Williams to Cabe. Grounded slowly to short. Goes to second base to get Burnett on the fielder's choice. So that's scored 6-4. Cabe is at first. And Burnett's the second out of the inning. And second baseman Jesse Mull stepping up to bat. Oh for 2 with a pop to the catcher and a strikeout in the fifth inning. Runners on first and third for the Bears. Two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Jesse steps in. Williams ready for his first pitch. Be good to score one right here. Any way we can.
There we go.
Nope. And Jesse swings at the first pitch, and it's a little flare to the second baseman who easily handles it, and that's the end of the sixth inning. Bears down 5-2 as we head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to WPTL AM and FM and WPTLradio.net.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline. ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life. With a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low-interest financing to qualified members.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports on 101.7 FM and 920 AM WPTL Canton. Today's broadcast is being brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and Haywood EMC.
Ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, Taylor Ford, Riverview Farm and Gardens, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Hometown Hardware, and Ken Wilson Ford.
Start the top of the seventh here. Bears down 5-2. And we do have a new pitcher on the mound for the Bears. Is that Mason Griffith? Mason Griffith, who was playing DH, hitting DH, is now the pitcher for the Bears. First up is Tripp Harris, the second baseman, left-handed hitter. Has scored a run. It's 1-for-3, scored a run in the fourth, flied out to right field, and then struck out in the fifth. Griffith's first pitch, fastball, bounces about 5 feet in front of the plate, 1-0. Harris steps in again. Griffith's 1-0 pitch on the way. Grounded back to Mason, makes a good play on a hard hit ball. Throws over to Noah Burnett for the first out of the inning.
Nice job there, my Mason. He was kind of fighting his follow through a little bit, and he had to reverse pretty quickly back to his left and make the play to field the ball.
And that ball was hit to the second base side of the pitching mound, and Mason reached back, corralled it, and easily threw out Harris. Up now for the Blue Devils is Kyle Williams, the pitcher. First pitch grounded to Jake Scott. Throws over to Noah Burnett for the quick second out. So three pitches and two outs here for the Blue Devils, but we've seen that before. Have two outs and the Blue Devils start getting runners on base. So let's hope Mason can give us a chance to come back in the seventh without giving up anything else. Down to the bottom of the order, Talon Clark, the DH. First pitch, fastball by Mason Griffith, called a strike. Clark is 1-for-3. This is his fourth at-bat of the game. Next pitch, another fastball, called a strike. 0-2, two outs, top of the seventh inning. Next pitch on the way from Griffith. Curveball. Tried to get him to chase a low, slow pitch. Bounces in front of the plate. 1-2.
A good discipline there by the hitter. He didn't go chasing that one.
Griffith ready for his next pitch. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball grounded to Adam Tolley. Throws to Noah Burnett, and he makes the scoop. Low throw, but Noah Burnett takes care of business. So we're going ahead to the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Bears need to put on the rally caps. We're down by 3 as we head into this bottom of the seventh.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. Riverview Farm and Gardens proudly supports the Pisgah Bears. Ronnie, Chris, and his staff will help you with all springtime lawn and garden needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow.
Well, if we're going to score 3 runs this inning, we have the
top of the order coming up. That's Jake Scott, Mason Herbert, Zach Scott. But we're going to need more than those three to bat in this inning to tie this ball game up.
Well, they've still got Williams out there. He's going to try to close it down. They do have a right-hander that is fully ready in the bullpen, so we're just going to have to make it happen right here.
Well, with a three-run lead, the coach can give him a chance to close it out, but I think any sign of trouble or any base runners for the Bears, he's going to bring in a new pitcher.
I think you're right. A walk, a single, a hit of any kind, and it's probably going to be the end of the night for Williams.
Jake Scott.
Jake Scott, the shortstop, stepping up the plate for the Bears. He is 1-for-3 on the game. Had a double in the third inning. Grounded out first base and shortstop in the first and fifth inning. Left-handed hitting freshman shortstop. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner, called a strike, 0-1. Williams is ready for his pitch. Jake says, nope, we'll take a little more time here.
Can break up that rhythm a little bit again. It's a good idea.
As soon as he steps in, throws the pitch, and Jake tried to slap that into left field, but it curved foul just behind Coach Shepard, 0-2 count. Had a good cut, just didn't get it in play.
Ball slicing off his bat. It was always going left, going down out of play.
Isn't that the usual for a left-handed golfer is you slice the ball?
You know, I don't know if I've ever played with a left-handed golfer.
One of my cousins is left-handed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we play a lot of golf when he's in town, or I go down to visit him.
I got you.
Next pitch, curveball outside to Jake. Williams tried to get him to chase that outside pitch. Next pitch, grounded to the second baseman, comes up with it and throws over to first for the first out.
And batting second, senior outfielder number 4,
Mason Herbert, stepping up to the plate. Mason has a walk, a single, and another walk, so he's 1-for-1 in the game. Hits that ball down the right field line. It's going to stay inside the fence. Nope, just over the fence into the bullpen area. 0-1 count to Mason. Williams gets a new ball since that one went out of play. Herbert stepping in. Williams ready with the pitch. Curveball high and inside. 1-1. Mason's fearless. He doesn't move.
No, he didn't even
flinch. You throw the ball close to him, he's going to stand right there. Next pitch, curveball, off speed, right across the heart of the plate. Mason swung over it. He was looking for the fastball, and the curveball caught him a little bit off guard. Swung over it. 1-2. One out. Bottom of the seventh, Bears down by 3. Herbert steps in. Williams ready with the pitch. Curveball outside. 2-2. Zach Scott in the on-deck circle. But we need runners on base before. Next pitch, curveball on the outside corner. Swung on and missed by Mason. So we're going to need a two-out rally here by the Bears.
And that brings us to our third batter, senior catcher number 21. Zach Scott.
Flied out to the second baseman, had a sacrifice fly to center field, and then had a single in the fifth inning, and he does have an RBI in the game. First pitch to Zach. Just a bit outside, fastball. Williams asked what that was, and the umpire said a little outside. 1-0. Good curveball. Swung on and missed by Scott. Williams has had a good curveball all night.
We really hadn't
caught up to it.
He's had good control all night as well. He's really placing it where he wants to.
1-1.
Next pitch fouled behind the first base dugout of the Bears, 1-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Bears down by three.
Williams decided to challenge him that time, up three runs. He just rear-bagged through it, threw fastball right at him. And Zach turned and, you know, had a good swing on it, just a little foul.
And we're having trouble getting Williams a baseball. He doesn't like the one that they threw him. So the umpire's going to try to give him another one.
Thorough inspection of that baseball.
Yeah, I'm telling you that. I don't know.
I don't know
what they're doing with those baseballs. I'm telling you.
I think he gave it back to him, didn't he?
He may have. Umpires will do that sometimes. Next pitch, curveball, grounded to the shortstop. He's up with the throw, and that's the ball game. Blue Devils come up with a big win here in the conference. Bears take a home loss. So that's the end of the game. Bears lose 5-2. When we come back, we'll have our Ace Hardware player of the game and some final comments. You're listening to WPTL AM and FM and WPTLradio.net.
For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
VisitNC.com has newly enhanced mobile capabilities, so you can easily locate a spa, look for a beautiful beach to lie out in the sun, or a nice mountain hammock to take an afternoon nap. Mobile technology that helps you get a lot less mobile. That's the beauty of VisitNC.com. Log on, plan a trip, start kicking back. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
Let's get back to the game. You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you in part today by Hometown Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Riverview Farm and Garden, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
It's time for the Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game. And the Player of the Game Award, tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah Bear player goes to Noah Burnett. He had two base hits in this game. So stop by Haywood Ace Hardware and see Steve and his friendly staff west of the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delwood Road for all your springtime needs. Ace Hardware, the helpful place. So, Chad, what I saw tonight is we had some good effort by the Bears, but the Blue Devils just put more runners on base, kept putting pressure on our defense, and eventually they scored, you know, three more runs than we did. We had some solid hits that were lined right at people. I think Mason Griffith hit three line drives to the outfielder. Noah Burnett had another ball that was hit up the middle that was fielded and was out on the play. Jackson Reed got out of some tight jams, but it just wasn't meant to be tonight here on this cold Friday night.
Yeah, just it was one of those games that it really and truly could have went either way. It was one swing here, one fielding play there. At one point, Noah laced that ball up the middle. Their second baseman made a diving deflection to the shortstop who got Noah out. Things like that cost us a run, and it was just that close of a ball game. It was really closer than the 5-2 score indicated.
Yeah, but the Blue Devils definitely put more runners on base than we did. Williams pitched a great game. He had a good fastball. He was locating his curveball well. We never really put a lot of pressure on him. We had a couple of runners on base once or twice, but just nothing that was continuous the entire game. So that's it from the ballpark, folks. We appreciate you listening in for this broadcast, especially since the Tuscola broadcast was canceled yesterday. That game will be made up later in April. Tune in to WPTL Sports to learn about the next broadcast. I think the next game day broadcast is Monday afternoon, girls softball at Mountain Heritage. Chad Parris is going to be doing that game by himself up there, so
Yep, you guys should go ahead and start praying for me now on that one. We'll have fun with it, and we'll go up there to Cougar Country and see if we can get a softball victory.
Well, for Chad Paris, my color commentator, Steve Kelly back at the studio, this is Jack Webb saying so long, folks.